was by Swirl. That was Rise Up, and that, or no, actually that was The Lift. Sorry, excuse me about that. That was The Lift by Swirl, and that is actually one of their newest songs that just came out, and it's causing quite the commotion. It's such a big deal, and they are making it global right now. So that's being played in other countries. Hi guys, how are you doing? Are you there?
Doing fine, thank you.
Great. Oh, yeah.
All right, there we go. So, like, with no limitation, that song will take you to a whole higher sphere, almost like you're soaring. You know, I could picture myself soaring listening to that music. So, awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was great.
That's awesome.
I enjoyed myself. I hope you guys did out there, too. If you would like to check out more from the band Swirl, you can go to swirltheband.com, www.swirltheband.com. All right. And today we have DT. He's the guitarist, and also Brian, he's the drummer, talking with us today. So
we
just got covered, you know, a little bit about the history on the band Swirl. You've told us who you've performed alongside and who you have worked with, which is pretty big. You've worked with some pretty big names out there in the rock world. You have just released your new song that we just got done listening to, The Lift, and you do have a Swirl EP out. You can find that at their website. You have been featured in a movie that was released early last year, and you guys are just you guys are going places. You guys are an independent band, you know, and you're learning amazing experiences, and you're just taking it to a whole nother level. So what more is there coming from Swirl?
Well, the next step for us is we have just got to continue to play out and get on the road, but more importantly, you know, it's time for us to get overseas and go in support of this movie and also of the Ditch Day movie and also the song The Lift. I mean, you know, it's for us, it's all about touring. Of course, we'll continue to write and record and always bring out new music, that's for sure. But it's about getting over there and being in support of those places that that are picking up the tune and loving what we're doing. So we've actually developed a pretty decent following overseas. Now we just got to get over there and go meet these people and go have a good time.
Do you have any events coming up?
Most definitely. We just played the Whiskey two Saturdays ago. Had a great time. Had an encore, which, you know, I don't know if you know much about the Whiskey at Go-Go, but we were informed that you never get one at the Whiskey, yet we were granted one, so our set got extended just a little bit. Got invited back, so we're going to be there on March 3rd, but before that, February 24th, in just 9 days, we are doing a show in Orange County. So all that information is on our website. We are starting now to do the campaign for The Lift, so we're getting our live show together. We'll be playing all over Southern California, getting things tuned up and ready to go. We'll have dates all the way through the spring, and we're already negotiating with booking agents and all that good stuff to see when and how we're going to get out of North America and tour other countries, and then get back into North America and tour all around here again. Which, you know, I say again because, you know, we have toured the U.S. before. We did, like, you know, as an independent, we did like 50,000 miles touring with those acts that we mentioned before. So, you know, we've got a pretty decent following here. It's time to go press the flesh, you know. It's time to go see people again and say hi. That's all it boils down to now. Brian is just spot on. Our big goal is continuing to write and record while touring. We want to get out and tour as much as possible in 2018.
Will you be working with any other, like, major names in the industry? Are you looking forward to working with anybody else?
Nobody that we're ready to announce just yet. Here's the thing about that. We, before our experiences with Fred and Quad, we were in the studio with Carlos Cavazza, best known as the guitar player in Quiet Riot, currently playing in the band Rat. So we were in the studio with him and Matt Thor. Matt Thor was the bassist in Rough Cut and was also a Grammy-nominated engineer in his own right. So we were recording some stuff with them as well. So we had the benefit of taking the experiences from Matt and Carlos and Fred, and that's what we used to go into the studio without those guys and write the songs that ended up being the majority of the material on the Swirl EP. We did 5 songs together with nobody that you would know as a name, but you will get to know the name James Rieger, because he was the guy that co-produced that music with us. And the interesting and fun thing for me personally, and I think for the band, is we opened up the entire catalog to the Ditch Day movie people that printed all of that. Shows were 3 songs that we self-produced.
Wow.
When they had access to the ones that were done with the names, they went, no, we want these 3. So that kind of told us, it was a validating move, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, that's
great.
Okay,
we were definitely on the right track with what we were trying to do.
Absolutely.
And so we used that same experience to go in and record The Lift with Emo over at Granite Records.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that's great. I mean, you have quite the press in the reviews on your website. That's pretty stunning. You've got, let's see, Metal Magazine here. They say something. You've got a lot of people that have recognized your work, not only just from that movie, but from other adventures as well. So that's
great. Yeah, we've been at it a while, and the press is building. You know, I mean, look, we've been in, you know, The Examiner. We've been in the Huffington Post. You know, hard rock sites are picking us up and writing about us now. You know, Hair Metal Mansion was one of my, I love that, I just love saying the name. Hair Metal Mansion has started writing and covering us. You know, you name it. Some rock sites that, you know, I kind of look at and I go, well, wait a minute, I don't know that we necessarily fit that category. But look, at this point, all press is good press, right? So if somebody wants to write about us, I'm all about us getting the name and the music out there, because at the end of the day, you're going to listen to it and decide for yourself.
Yes.
So let's get it introduced to everybody and let that person decide for themselves. Don't wait for your buddy to tell you, ah, man, you should or shouldn't do it. Give it a listen. Give it 3-4 minutes of your time and you'll know.
And I know. It's pretty good. It's pretty dang good. It's really got potential, especially if you're being played in movies. Maybe you'll be played in more. Hey, have you made a, let's see. So since you're being played in movies, have you made any music videos for your songs?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we have. With the Ditch Day campaign, we released a video for the song Rise Up. So that was our first time doing a true music video. I mean, you know, we've had, you know, live performance videos shot, and we've released those on YouTube, and you can certainly find those by going to youtube.com/swirltheband or Swirl, SWIRLGTR. Those are 2 pages that the band has. You know, you can see those works there. But as far as a true music video, the Rise Up video is the first of what looks to be quite a few more that we will be doing.
Cool. That's always so much fun to watch the bands get creative. And it sort of puts an image of the song into perspective, I think. So that's really cool. I would like to see more music videos from Swirl, because your music is really, really good. I love it.
Well, thank you. Go for it, man.
I just wanted to say, that's awesome. I mean, shooting that video was a lot of fun, simply because of the fact that we were able to put clips in from the movie. And so it was funny because, you know, you sit around and you watch a lot of videos that, where bands are being played in these movies, and and then they're shooting clips, and you can see that, you know, certain scenes and all that stuff. And it was great to actually have your own video be just like all the videos that you've seen before, where you see people, you know, with all these cutaway scenes and all that. And it was just, it was fun to be a part of that experience. And that song, you know, Rise Up, has done so much for the band as well, that, you know, it was just, it was great to see it all put together. That's all.
Great. Yeah, absolutely. So we're almost at the time, and I would like to actually play that song Rise Up for everybody, just so they can get an idea of what they could be searching on YouTube. And if you haven't yet, you can go check out Swirl at their website, www.swirltheband.com. They're located on Facebook, Swirl the Band, you can type that in, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Swirl the Band is pretty much your tagline, isn't it? Swirl the Band.
It's all about branding. So yes, basically we sat down and cornered the internet as much as you could possibly do. Anything Swirl the Band, SWIRLTHEBAND, we are guaranteed to come up.
All right, so there you have it. Go check them out. And right now, actually stay tuned right now. We're going to play Rise Up by Swirl. All right, this is Miss Julie B and your Band Babe Radio Play Along Hour on RenegadeRadio.com.
Explore, discover, and share with the AmpLiveNorthwest.com Multimedia Music Network. You heard it first from the Band Babe, Miss Julie B.
Welcome, kiddies. This is the Fierce as Fuck Radio Hour. I'm Justice Howard, and it's my radio show, and everybody we have on here is fierce as fuck. Yes, I said the F word, and we say a lot more than that. So come and hang with us and be fierce as fuck.
And we are back with the Bam Babe Radio Hour. This is Miss Julie B, and you are listening to RenegadeRadio.com. Tonight we had the pleasure to speak with two members from the band Swirl, Brian Jones and DT Jones, guitar and drums tonight. Hi guys, welcome back.
Hey.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very good, because we ain't going to stop till the wheels fall off. That's good. I liked it.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
I
like that.
Yeah. I can definitely hear your rock roots in there. I love it. So.
Excellent.
Saying that, let's kind of recap to everybody in a short little pea pod of a short cast. Tell us a little bit about Swirl in a nutshell.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. I think I've kind of talked over my quota, so I'm going to let Brian handle the rap.
All right.
What Swirl is very, very simple. It is four guys with different backgrounds that come together that all have one common goal, and that is to create amazing music that allows for the listener to put their own spin on it. You know, I mean, there's not just, it's not written for one person or one way or anything like that. It's your own interpretation. And that's what we wanted from you, because we get people who, just like you said tonight, you know, they listen to The Lift and they feel like they're soaring and they're, you know, they're up in the clouds and that is awesome. And we've had other people listen to The Lift and they're talking about, man, I am in the car and the windows are down and we're driving and you know, everybody's painting their own pictures and when they hear our music. And you know, that's really, as an artist, I believe, what it's all about. You know, when you have people that are listening to you and they can relate it to their own lives, that's truly what matters. And that's what Swirl is. We give you music that allows for your, you know, that's very relatable and you know, but at the same time, don't forget, also very rockin'. Let's not forget that either. So, you know, that's what Swirl is all in a nutshell.
Fantastic. I love it. Great stuff. So you guys been around for 10 years performing with the same group. You guys are an independent artist that have experienced working with rock stars, you know, from different famous rock bands like Rat, Cinderella, Dio. You have put your work into a movie, Ditch Day. You guys have been put out there in press, like, oh my gosh, tons of reviews. You guys are moving on with your new single. Is it a single or will it be put on an EP? The Lift.
Well, here's the thing about that. Well, I'll touch on that real quickly. You had talked about record companies. You know, we're open to them, but at the same time, we kind of gave ourselves a record deal in as much as we used crowdfunding and our fan base, which is called the Swirl Society. They invested in the band and allowed us to go in and record over at Granite Records, and that first song was The Lift. So what I've told our fan base is really simple. How much more and how fast that new music comes out is really up to you guys. So as we get the funds together to continue our recording, then we will pump out. The songs are ready. Songs are written. We're constantly writing and creating and working on things all the time. So there's no shortage of material to release. It's simply going to be, welcome to the new music business. You know, it's a singles business. I'd love to do an album or at least another, you know, 5, 6, 7 song EP. We'll see what the future holds, but we'll definitely be writing, creating, and performing throughout 2018.
Great. And people can go to your website. Would you like to share your links again for us one more time before we have to leave?
Sure. Everything is Swirl the Band. If you're a Facebook person, Swirl the Band. Twitter user, Swirl the Band. Instagram user, Swirl the Band. The website is Swirl, S-W-I-R-L-T-H-E-B-A-N-D, swirltheband.com. I think, you know, for the 3 or 4 MySpace people that are still out there, it's simply Swirl, S-W-I-R-L, but you know what? We're there, too. So, you know, you pick whatever your favorite social media is, and we are there.
Fun. Oh, my gosh. So, everybody out there listening, go check them out. They're California rockers, and they have some great music out there for you to explore, discover, and share. By saying that, we do have a Amp Live network platform. That's amplivenw.com. Swirl, you are more than welcome to create a profile page on there. We can go over more things. What this platform is it has a marketing tool that allows you to manage over 120 social sites out there with one blog post. So you're going to one central location to manage all your accounts, like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and believe it or not, there's over 120 of them out there. So it just allows bands to be put into a black book. It has a storefront where the bands keep 100% profit. They could reach out to all these different social, through these social networks, allow people to share, discover their music, and it's a way for them to help grow their following. You can check that out at amplivenw.com. And if you would like to make a profile page, you're more than welcome to come on board with us, Swirl.
Well, then expect one of those to be up this evening. By all means, email me because you have that ability.
It's totally
send me,
cool.
Send me an email.
Okay, I will do that. And yeah, so everybody go out there on their homepage and check out their CD. Check out their music. Their player's on the right-hand side on the swirltheband.com. And let them hear some feedback. Go give them a big like. Tell them that they rock because they really do. They're making a lot of effort. They're making waves out here in the industry. You know, they're out there doing things. They're performing. They've got great connections. And I would like to make you guys maybe the band of the week. How would you like that?
Wow, honored.
Okay.
Honored. Thank you.
Yeah, very honored.
So we'll have your music playing all year. We'll put it in random rotation. So you guys stay tuned to Renegade Radio. You'll hear the band Swirl come up on our airwaves. And yeah, let's see how far they go in the next year. Maybe we'll have you guys back on.
Well, you know, the trick is to have you come to do a live show remote. So,
right.
You know, when we get out on tour, you can come to a show and do that, too.
We would love to. That's what we live for, live stream events. Yes, for pay-per-view. Yes.
Consider it done.
Okay, cool. Yeah, through satellite. So, awesome. Let's do something. All right, I'm totally excited. That's exactly what we wanted to hear. Awesome. So, yeah.
Perfect.
And maybe if you wanted to, if people are interested who I'm talking to, if people out there listening would like to, you know, kind of suggest that we do a live stream, face-to-face time chat, then you guys can see who I am and who the band is. How about that? So if you guys request it enough, we'll go live stream for you for a face-to-face interview. All right. This was the band Swirl with guitar and drummer Brian and Dwayne Jones. Would you guys like to get the last shout out?
Hey, I just wanted to say thank you to everybody out there for listening to the show. Thank you for having us on the show. More importantly than that, you know, and the band of the week, you know, it's just amazing. Very, very honored for that. We have had a lot of people make us band of the week and band of the day. And it's just been, it's been amazing. And so I just want to say thank you. And please, please, please get out to swirltheband.com, SWIRLTHEBAND.com. And come check us out. Come see what's going on. And if you're in the Southern California area, come see us live. We'd love to see you, meet you, talk to you, and go from there.
And how about that GoFundMe page?
Sure. You know what? Look, if you want to join the Swirl Society, you want to be part of the record company, you want to be in the music business, by all means. You know, look, anything helps. We have great little rewards on there. You may notice in that lyric video for the lift that we put out, at the end, we had an executive producer credit that we gave to anybody who donated a specific amount. And their names are listed right on there. You know, some of them you won't know. Some you may look at and go, wait a minute, I know that name. Like, you know, a Niels Blowsauer, for example. You know, that's a world-famous legendary photographer who's backing the band, who's contributing to helping us make new music. So, you know, but you are entirely welcome. Any listener is entirely welcome. A dollar goes a long way. You know, I mean, if there's 90,000 listeners and each person puts in a dollar, then hey, then we've got $90,000 to work with, don't we?
All right, that sounds good to me. All right, and we have to sign out. Up next, we have Justice Howard's Fierce as Fuck Radio Hour, so you stay tuned into all the creepy and dark story tales she has. We have a wonderful show coming up for you, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned to RenegadeRadio.com. That was the band Swirl, and we've got to sign out.
Hi, I'm Justice Howard, and this is the Fierce as Fuck Radio Hour on RenegadeRadio.com. Come and hang out.